They gathered some meadowsweet and spearwort blossoms and bound them to a poor-sized pebble along with the figure. Together they waded out into the lake until the water was at waist height. Tyria took the package in her sling and threw it up and out. A few golden blossoms were lost in the night sky. Then they heard a splash. Letho watched the ripples drifting back at them.
Your friend Brinty is at rest now.
They held pause as the outlaw recited the verse, which Tyria had heard the clan beast saying earlier in ancient otter tongue. Heaving a great gusty sigh, Tyria straightened her back.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Shellhound. I feel much better now.
The outlaw grinned roguishly.
Aye, and I'm still hungry. Let's get back to the victuals, lady.
As they turned to wade shoreward, Tyria pulled him back.
I don't think I could bear you calling me lady, queen or majesty for the rest of my life. So from now on, it's Tyria to you, sir.
She waded past him, but this time it was he who pulled her back.
Fair enough, as long as you never calls me sir or Mr. Shellhound. Let's call each other mate.
Tyria laughed at this.
Right, old mate. Mate it is.
Petru stood on the highest point of the vast crater, congratulating himself. His scheme was successful. Soon he would be ruler of Green Isle. The young cat had pitched his camp right across the narrow path which ran over the crater's rim. Behind him, his followers had erected a barricade of rocks. Now no beast could come over by this way, since he held the pass. Balair and Hinso, his confederates, listened as he outlined his plan. Petru gazed off into the clear morning distance.
See, the last of the smoke. I saw the glow from afar last night. The fortress has fallen. Are you not glad you came with me, eh?
Balair bowed respectfully.
You saved our lives, sire.
Hinso placed a paw over her heart, affirming loyalty.
We were with you from the first, Commander.
Petru drew himself up, leaning on his broad scimitar proudly.
Henceforth you will call me Warlord of Green Isle.
Balair and Hinso glanced at each other, not daring to ask the question. It was Petru who answered it for them.
You will soon learn that Rigu Felis is dead. Look, down there in the foothills, here come the runaways.
Threading his way up the lower path, a band of cat guards could be seen. Petru smiled smugly.
That's Scort leading the group. Take my guards and surround that lot. Disarm them and bring them to me.
The mission was accomplished swiftly. By mid-morning, Petru had a dispirited bunch of cat guards, refugees from the defeat at the fortress, sitting on the ground in front of him. His first act was to place his scimitar at Scort's throat.
Ah, the mighty wheel mark, eh? You were ever my enemy, Scort. So tell me, why should I not slay you right now?
The wheelmark gulped as the blade pressing against his throat bobbed slightly.
Spare me, and I'll serve you faithfully. I'll give you my oath, Commander Petru.